Okay, let's hear from Mr. Palmer, 8:30.
Request of Roberta Palmer to address council regarding better tax system for the city.
Sorry, Ms. Palmer, come on up.
Good morning and congratulations on governing this great city. It appears to me, though, that Portland's revenue does not meet its needs, such as fixing our embarrassing roads, funding our schools, housing our homeless, and addressing climate change. For example, I was disappointed to learn that the main source of funds for the Home for Everyone initiative is not a reliable local revenue source, but federal Section 8 funds. For too long, we have made do with add-ons to an already stressed system. Cities in the other advanced nations rely upon a goods and services tax, the lack of which, I believe, leaves a gaping hole in Portland's budget. But first, what's wrong with increasing the property tax? First, it increases the cost of housing and of doing business. It taxes a necessity and not disposable income, as does the sales tax. It is not a reliable source of revenue, since voters can refuse an increase. It taxes an illiquid asset, so that payment must often come from another source. While property owners understand the need to pay for police and fire protection, for road maintenance, street lights, water, sewer, they also understand the limits of this tax. As for the income tax, we have seen how a single rate or flat fee can be oppressive. Oregon's iconic income tax hurts the poor, and with a flat rate of 9% from a taxable income of $50,000 to $250,000 is only marginally progressive. Furthermore, any local or state income tax adds on to the federal income taxes. Oregon needs comprehensive tax reform, but Portland can start with a tax on served food and drink. A rate of only 2 or 3% would pay for road repairs several times over. Let the tourists who pay in nearly every other state pay here in this foodie's paradise. In the meantime, let Portland advocate for a statewide goods and services tax that comes with a rebate for the poor. When gasoline prices were distressingly high, a clamor was not heard for eliminating the sales tax on gasoline. As a French finance minister said long ago, the art of taxation is to pluck as much down from the goose as one can before it squawks. A tax that is not noticed and that is spent well is as good as taxes get. Thanks for your indulgence.
Thank you. Thanks for your thoughts. Appreciate it.